Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith.
Henry Aldrich, coming, Mother.
Now for the Aldrich Family, with Dick Jones as Henry and Jackie Kelk as Homer. Every once in a while, for the fun there is in it, grown-ups like to recall the faraway pleasures of their own teenage days. And always, right in the middle of those memories, there romps a boy like Henry Aldrich. The scene opens on Henry's front lawn.
Listen, Henry, I'm not arguing with you, but why don't you plan to go to the movies with me tonight?
Homer, can I help it if Agnes didn't invite you to her party? Why didn't you dance with her at the dance last Saturday night?
Listen, Henry, if Agnes gave me an invitation on bended knees on a silver platter, I wouldn't go. Do you know what the Lawsons give you to eat at their parties?
What?
Marshmallows.
Well, I like marshmallows.
Just one marshmallow without anything on it?
Homer, for the last time, I'm going to Agnes's party.
All right, all right. You wait till I get an invitation to go someplace sometime and you weren't invited.
I thought you didn't want to go.
I don't. Can't you have as much pride as I do?
Look, Homer, why don't you call up somebody? Why don't you call up Marie Saunders and ask her for a date?
Who? Marie Saunders?
Why not? You're crazy about her. You know you are.
Marie Saunders? Gee whiz, Henry, I've never even spoken to her, and she's never spoken to me.
Well, you're always following her around in school.
I am not. Gee whiz, is it my fault she's always walking in front of me? And besides, Henry, you're just trying to change the subject.
Homer, for the last time, I'm going.
Okay, then, okay. I always thought you were a social climber, and now I know it.
Why is it you call me Homer? You're going to live to resent that.
Agnes, is this a swell party? Is this a swell party?
Do you really like it, Charlie? Did you get your marshmallow?
Sure.
All right, everybody, quiet. Quiet. Let's get on with the game.
That's what I say.
Is Henry's turn came a father to somebody?
It's my turn? Oh, boy.
Now sit on, Henry. I'm holding somebody's forfeit. Heavy, heavy hangs over thy head. What shall the owner do to redeem his forfeit?
Well, does it belong to a male or a female?
A female, I think.
Yeah, boy.
What does she have to do, Henry?
Well,
make it good, Henry. Make it good.
Here's what the owner has to do. She has to go for telephone, see?
Yeah.
She has to go for telephone.
Boy, am I bored. Boy, do I wish I had something to do.
Well, Homer, you can at least get up off the floor, can't you?
But, Mother, what is there to do sitting up?
Is there any reason why you can't read something?
Gee, everybody else. Gee, why don't we move out of this town?
Is it my fault you aren't more popular?
I'm popular.
And what are you lying on the floor for? Go answer the phone.
Now?
Yes, dear, please go and see who it is.
Okay. If it's for Father, what'll I say?
What do you mean, what do you say?
Are you in or are you out? Hello?
Hello? Is this Homer Brown?
Yes, who is this? Kathleen?
Oh, no. Whatever made you think it was Kathleen?
It isn't Kathleen.
Don't you guess who it is?
No.
This is Marie.
Who?
Marie Saunders.
Well, I'll be darned.
Do you mind my calling?
No.
Well, Homer.
What?
Would you think I was terrible if I asked you something?
No.
You wouldn't like to see me tomorrow afternoon, would you?
Who, you? Oh, gee whiz.
Mother, what's happened?
Nothing. I just knocked over the telephone table. Sure, I'd like to see you tomorrow. Do you want me to come up to your house?
Oh, my goodness. Well, wait just a minute.
Sure, I don't mind waiting. Hello? Hello, did you change your mind?
Hello? Homer?
Yes, Marie.
Listen, Homer, they said... How about the Haven Drugstore?
Okay.
It's about 4:15.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Is this really Marie Saunders?
Yes.
The one with the yellow hair?
Yes.
Well, gee whiz.
Goodbye.
goodbye. Oh, boy.
Homer! What was that?
I dropped the phone right out of my hand.
My turn, old boy.
Sit down, Charlie.
I'm sitting. Go ahead.
See, when I think of Homer waiting for Maurice Saunders and the Haven Structure all tomorrow afternoon.
I can't just see him, Henry. But if Maurice Saunders ever finds out that Kathleen put in that call.
All right, now quiet, everybody. Quiet. Kathleen's going to start.
Heavy, heavy hangs over thy head. What shall the owner do to redeem his fortune?
Well, does it belong to a male or a female?
To a female.
Oh, boy. Am I shaking all over?
Well, the owner of the article over my head has to go to the telephone and call Homer's mother.
That's good, Charlie. That's good.
And when she answers,
yes,
she has to say she's Marie Saunders' mother.
Oh, my goodness.
And she has to tell Mrs. Brown that Homer has been bothering her daughter, and will she please see to it that he stops.
That's wonderful, Charlie. Who has to do it?
Agnes has to.
Oh, no, you're not going to shove me out on any limb and cook my goose.
But, Agnes, you have to, or you won't get your bracelet back.
It's so late, Charlie. Maybe Homer's mother's going to bed.
Okay, then phone her in the morning.
In the morning? Spoil her breakfast?
All you have to do is raise the deuce with her, Agnes. Tell her that Marie is practically having a breakdown because Homer bothers her so much.
Have some more toast, Henry?
No, thank you, Mother.
Well, Henry, did you have a good time at the party last night?
Oh, boy, did we? Oh, boy, Mother, do you know what we did?
I haven't time to listen now, dear. Sam, your breakfast is getting cold.
Well, oh, boy, every time I think of it, it's the best darn thing you ever heard of.
You certainly must have had a good time.
Well, let me tell you about
it. Well, Alice, leave it to Will Brown to start the day off all right.
What has Will Brown done now, sir?
I've never seen Will so upset.
Who is, Mr. Brown? Homer's father?
Yes, Henry, and I happen to be talking to your mother.
That's all right. Excuse me.
Apparently, about 5 minutes, Brown had a phone call from Mrs. Saunders.
From whom? Marie Saunders' mother?
Henry, what did I just say about interrupting me?
I'm sorry, Father.
Sam, what did Mrs. Saunders phone her about?
He didn't say, but apparently she took Elizabeth over the coals about something regarding Homer. And what do you think Will wants to do?
What?
He wants to know whether he can sue Mrs. Saunders for slander.
Is that good or bad, Father? I mean, well, was it slander?
I don't know. I asked Will Brown what she said, and he said he wouldn't tell me unless I first told him it was slander.
Henry, I want you to eat your cereal. This doesn't concern you in the slightest. Is that clear, dear?
The only thing is that...
Hey, Henry.
Homer, is that you?
Yeah, haven't you finished your breakfast yet? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge.
Good morning, Homer. My, but you certainly seem to be feeling good.
I am. Boy, Henry, am I glad I decided not to go to that party last night.
You are, Homer? What happened?
Don't you wish you knew? And listen, if you haven't finished your breakfast, I'm going on. I want to get to school early and have a chance to see. I want to get there.
Homer, about how long ago did you leave home?
About a half an hour ago. I've been over telling Charlie Clark something. And Henry, I'll tell you about it when I see you at school.
No one has any right to feel that good at this hour of the morning.
It's just temporary, Father. He isn't going to be feeling that good by this afternoon.
Henry, now tell us all about what you did that was so funny last night.
Well, it wasn't anything, Mother. We just... Is Mary out in the kitchen?
I believe she is.
Well, excuse me for a second. I want to see whether I can help her cook my eggs. Mary!
What is it you want, Mary?
Listen, Mary, could you do something for me?
Henry, if you want to borrow any money, I haven't a cent.
It's much more simple than money, and would you be willing to phone Mrs. Brown?
Why?
Well, all you have to do is say you're Marie Saunders' mother and apologize for bothering her.
Oh, no, Henry.
You won't. Not even if... Would you be willing to call Homer?
What for?
Well, he's expecting to meet... I mean, you know how crazy he is about you, Mary.
He is?
Sure. He practically worshipped you. Just ask him to have a date with you at the Haven Drugstore at 4:15 this afternoon.
Why?
Well, all you have to do is tell him somebody asked you to come over to her place.
Why, Henry Aldrich, I won't do anything of the kind.
But, Mary, let me tell you what happened last night.
Henry.
What do you want, Homer?
I want you to do something for me.
I haven't got time. I gotta go to class.
But, Henry, here's all you have to do.
Well, first, Homer, I've been thinking things over, and I want to tell you something.
Not till I get through telling you about this. What do you really think of Marie Saunders?
Why?
Well, gee, I think she's the prettiest girl in the school. But have you ever noticed that she's sort of peculiar?
Peculiar?
I mean, on the telephone, for instance. She can be just as nice to you as though she was crazy about you. And then you meet her here at school, and boy, she's so bashful she won't even look at you.
Well, look, Homer, let me tell you something.
Henry, will you stop interrupting? All you have to do is find her the first chance you have and give her this note.
What does it say?
What difference does that make? Just find her and give it to her. She'll understand.
But, Homer...
Henry?
Oh, hi, Kathleen.
Henry, has he caught on yet?
No.
What's that you're saying, Ed?
Nothing. Well, just sort of a note.
Well, my goodness, I was just talking with Agnes, and she said his mother swallowed the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker.
Kathleen, I hope you don't think there's anything funny about this.
What, Henry?
Frankly, I don't think you should have started this whole darn thing.
Why, Henry Aldrich, it was all your idea. You're the one that told me to phone him and say I was Marie.
Sure, but I never dreamed you'd... Listen, Kathleen, would you be willing to have a date with Homer this afternoon? You know how crazy Homer's always been about you, don't you?
About me?
Well, sure. He practically worships you.
Homer does?
Sure. And don't you think the least you can do is be at the Havens when he gets there this afternoon?
Oh, no, Henry. And what's more, if you think you can put all the blame for this onto me, you're very, very much mistaken. Goodbye.
But, Kathleen, you're just taking it in the wrong way. Homer, you have to eat your lunch so fast.
I'm in a hurry, Mother.
Are you sure you told me the whole truth about this awful thing, dear?
Sure, Mother. I wouldn't make a thing like that up.
Where did you hear that?
Homer, are you sure you didn't phone this girl, that she phoned you?
Sure, Father. Don't you remember last night when I was lying on the floor? Oh, I've got to go. Goodbye.
Homer, you can't leave without eating your cup custard.
I'm going to eat it, Mother. I'm going to take it right along with me.
Dear, you're not going to get that good custard cup out of the street.
I know, and I'm dumping it into my hand. Goodbye.
Homer!
Homer!
Well, I can't for the life of me understand why you won't believe me.
Well, it isn't that I doubt you, Elizabeth. I'm simply thinking things over, and I don't believe Homer.
And this morning, when Marie Saunders' mother phoned me, your first impulse was to sue her.
Yes, that was my first impulse. But since then, I've had a second impulse.
And may I ask why our own son would make up a story that Marie begged him for a date if she didn't?
Well, in the first place, you see Homer from a mother's point of view. And only a mother... I know Homer better than you do. The boy isn't as popular as he'd like to be. He's lonesome, but he's got too much pride to admit it.
Well, dear, I'm sorry, but I believe...
Now, wait, Elizabeth. Tell me honestly, why would any girl want to phone him?
And that really shows how little you know your son.
Well, I know girls. Hello?
Hello, is Homer Brown there?
Who?
Homer. Is this Elm 232?
Yes, but Homer isn't here.
Well, this is Mary Aldrich. When he comes in, could you tell him that he is awfully busy this afternoon? I must meet him down at the Haven drugstore.
Today? Homer?
Yes, I just thought it'd be nice if we had a soda together. And when you see him, will you tell him?
I will.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Elizabeth.
Yes, Will.
Our number is Elm 232, isn't it?
Yes, dear.
Well, I guess that wasn't a mistake then.
Who was it?
Why, just a girl for Homer. though apparently she's changed her mind. Hello? Yes. Homer isn't here?
Just tell him I'd like to see him at the
Haven. Who is this? Yes?
Will you tell him, Mr. Brown?
Now, just a minute.
Yes, Mr. Brown?
Are you sure it's Homer you want to sit down and have ice cream with?
Oh, yes.
Very well, I'll put you down. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Elizabeth!
Yes, Will?
Apparently, I've been misjudging Homer. I don't know what it is, but the boy's got something.
I've been looking for you all lunch hour. Would you be willing to put in a phone call for me?
No.
Well, you know how crazy Homer Brown is about you.
About me?
Yeah. Gee, he practically worships you.
Me? Really? Homer?
Sure. Would you be willing to meet him at the Havens at 4:15 this afternoon?
No, Henry.
Why not? He's really a very swell guy once you get to know him.
He is? You mean he isn't the way he looks?
Oh, no. And boy, if you only knew how crazy he is about you. Oh, Oh, hi, Homer. Aren't you going home for lunch?
I've been home. I've got to go in this barber shop here.
Hello, Homer. Homer? Well, my goodness, it certainly doesn't seem as though he's crazy to see me.
But that's how bashful he is. As soon as he saw you, he wanted to hide.
Just the same. It certainly wouldn't be very much fun to go out with someone like that.
Hey, Henry.
What do you want, Charlie?
Did you see Homer go in the barber shop there?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think he ordered? A shave and a lilac water massage.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Alice Aldrich? This is Elizabeth Brown.
Oh, yes, Elizabeth.
Alice, I want to ask you something, and I want a perfectly frank answer.
Oh, of course.
Tell me, what do you think of Mrs. Saunders?
Mrs. Saunders? Oh, I think she's perfectly lovely.
You do?
Yes, and she has a darling daughter.
You think so?
Yes, why?
For no reason, Alice. Only her name happens to be coming up for membership in the women's club next week,
Yes?
And I don't want to be prejudiced just because Willis finally decided last to threaten her husband with a suit. But frankly, she called me this morning and accused Homer of bothering her daughter. As though it's my fault that all the girls in town want to make dates with him.
They do?
Oh, the phone rings morning at night.
It does.
And Alice, when I called Mrs. Saunders back this afternoon, she talked just as though she'd never heard of me before.
Well, my goodness. Elizabeth, do you suppose she's been overdoing?
I don't know, but the point is, do we want anyone like that in the club?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, William Brown speaking.
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown. Is Mrs. Brown by any chance there?
No, sir, this is my office. You'll have to call our house.
Well, I did, and there's no answer. And could I leave a very important message?
Who is this?
Why, this is a very close friend of Mr. and Mrs. Saunders.
Mr. and Mrs. Saunders?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Saunders wanted me to phone and say his wife is very sorry she bothered Mrs. Brown this morning, and she didn't mean any word of it.
I see.
Yes, sir.
And this is a friend of Mr. Saunders?
Yes, sir.
Just a second. Mr. Saunders is right here in my office. I'll let him talk to you.
He's where?
Henry Aldrich will be back in just a few minutes. But now let's listen to Alley Soul from Porgy and Bess. getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Homer Brown, because of a practical joke played on him at a party last night, is under the impression that he has a date this afternoon with Marie Saunders. Mrs. Brown is under the impression Marie's mother objects to Homer's attention. And Henry wishes very much that he had had no part in the joke. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room.
Henry, was that you that just came in the front door?
Yes, Mother. Has anyone phoned me?
No, dear. Whom were you expecting a call from?
Oh, Homer or Kathleen Anderson or Geraldine Love?
No, dear. May I ask what the trouble is?
The trouble? Nothing's the trouble, Mother.
Well, I know you didn't eat any lunch, and here you are at 4 in the afternoon with a face a mile long.
Mother, do you think girls have the right attitude?
Toward what?
Toward anything. Yeah, I don't know. You ask a girl to do something, and they all say no. Boy, all they think about is themselves.
Well, why don't you go out to the icebox and get something to eat and see whether you don't feel better?
Mother, if I ate everything in the kitchen, I still wouldn't feel any better. And besides, boy, I've got to go out.
May I ask where you're going?
I'm just out. I'm going to try one more girl. Then the juice will them all.
Hello?
Hello, Alice. This is Sam. What was it you wanted?
I wanted...
I have a message here saying I'm to phone you.
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. It's about Henry. Dear, I'm finally convinced we ought to do something.
What's the trouble?
Sam, I think he's getting a complex.
A complex? What about?
Well, dear, I'm not sure, but I think it's about Homer. You know how terribly popular Homer is these days?
Homer is? I didn't know a thing about it.
Well, neither did I until a little while ago. And Sam, apparently Henry must know about it, too.
Well, what do you want me to do? Call him up and try to make a date?
Dear, this is nothing to laugh about. My first impulse was to suggest that we send him to some other school where he'd get a brand new set of girls. But I don't think that would do it.
No?
No, because frankly, I think the cause of the whole trouble is his look.
His look? Well, that's something we can't help.
Your old suit.
My old what?
That gray suit of yours, Sam, that we had fixed over for Henry to wear. He's fought it from the start, and I think his instinct was right.
Now, Alice, we went into that thoroughly just before school started. Henry was to get 25 cents a week extra, provided he was willing to wear that suit.
All right, dear. But we didn't know how the girls would react. And I think the thing to do is to get him a new suit, even if it means reducing his allowance.
All right. Tell him beginning next week his allowance will be frozen at the old level.
Mother, I give you my word, I don't understand it. I don't understand any part of it.
Now, Marie, if you did call Homer Brown, why don't you tell me you didn't get it off your mind?
Mother, he's never even said hello to me, and I've never said even that much to him.
Well, there's certainly something about this I don't understand.
Exactly. What did his mother say when she phoned you?
Frankly, she began just as though she was out of her head. And I told her, now here, do you know who you're talking to?
And what did she say?
Several things.
Oh, I'll see who it is, Mother. Hello? Who? Homer? Oh, is this Homer Brown?
Is that Homer? Marie, let me talk to that young man.
Now then, Mary Aldrich, is there anything I can do for you?
Why, the soda's all I want right now, Mr. DeHaven. I've already had two. I think I'll wait a little.
And what can I do for you, Kathleen?
I don't think I'll order anything more right now either. But I may want another one. When a person I'm waiting for gets here.
Geraldine?
I'll have another one. After all, I got here a little late. Who is it you're waiting for, Kathleen? I think it's one of the boys I promised to meet here. Whom are you waiting for?
Just one of the boys. Isn't it strange? We all have dates here at the same time.
Yes, isn't it? Mr. DeHaven, you haven't seen any boy waiting here, have you? I mean...
No, I haven't seen anyone except Homer Brown.
Oh, just Homer? Just Homer? Just Homer?
You just appeared about
20
minutes ago.
Is that right?
Hmm.
My goodness, Homer coming in now, is it?
Yes, he was.
Henry Aldrich, is that you?
Yes, Mel. Isn't Homer here?
No, he isn't.
I'll say he isn't.
Is that right?
Henry, may I speak to you for just a second?
To me, Kathleen? Do you mind my asking what you three girls are waiting here for?
Well, you certainly ought to know Henry Aldrich.
Who, I? Why, I tell you, Agnes, would you like to have a soda?
Agnes, are you here to see Homer?
Yes, I thought I'd just come over and cheer him up. Is he heartbroken?
Yes, he is. This one's our queen. Where's the phone?
Henry, do you mind my asking if you're crazy?
Mary, there isn't anything to worry about. Hello?
Number 3.
Elm 232.
Are you playing a practical joke on me?
Agnes, you don't have to raise your voice like that.
Oh, you don't be like that, Agnes.
Hello?
Get out of this food, Mary.
Who is this, Mary?
No, it's Henry. Is this Homer?
Yeah, sure. I got a message to Mary phone.
Mary? My sister?
And when you see her, tell her I'm sorry, but she'll have to make it some other time.
Listen, Homer, what are you doing?
Who, me? I'm washing.
You're washing at a time like this? Don't you ever keep your engagement.
I'm going out to dinner.
Where?
At Marie Saunders. What do you think I'm washing for?
Is that wrong?
And do you know what my father just decided?
What?
He said any boy that's as popular as I am ought to have his allowance increased.
Increased?
Boy, Henry, am I rich. And do you know what Marie's family and my family just decided?
What?
Somebody's been doing some funny business. And boy, if we find out who it was, do we pity them.
Is that right? But, Homer, I'm glad you're happy, though.
I'll say I am, and I hope you are. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Probably want to take care of this check that I showed him.
Oh, yes, Mr. DeHaven. I'll take care of it. Do you mind if I sit down for a minute?
The Aldrich family was rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Thank you.